This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. Thank you for joining us. I am Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We have lines open, and we'll get your calls in our second segment, in our next segment. We've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Nikki Nardizzi is the author of a book called The Badass Attitude. And it's all about the gratitude attitude, something we talk about on this program all the time. Nikki knows of which she speaks. She's got an experience of being a diabetic and being legally blind and dealing with the loss of her parents at a very young age and all kinds of stuff that would knock the average person out. Nikki has figured out how to deal with it, and she's written about her book, written about it in her book, The Badass Attitude. We'll talk to Nikki at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. And if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number. On The Bright Side, if you want to purchase Youngevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's our websites. We have blog stories, blog posts and news stories and videos and lots of good health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. Also, all the Youngevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be a part of the multi-billion-dollar nutrition business, health business. If you've always wanted to be in the health business, now's a golden opportunity. You're not going to get on the ground floor, but you will get in on the first floor or the second floor. And a lot of people are making a lot of money selling and sharing Youngevity products. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. And you can check out our over 500 five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. I got so much stuff I wanted to talk about. I got a letter today, this morning, an email from a physician who said he heard me on Coast to Coast, and I was on Coast to Coast a couple nights ago, Monday night, and I talked about, George asked me about meat, and we talked a little bit about meat, and I said, you know, there's a lot of quality nutrients in meat, carnitine and taurine and wonderful protein that you get from meat, but this idea of eating meat based on the fact that our ancestors ate meat and were carnivores, it doesn't fly, and I'll tell you my reasoning here. The meat we eat today is not the same kind of meat that we ate when we were growing up on the African savannah. Our caveman ancestors, our Neanderthal ancestors, our early proto-human ancestors, sure, they ate meat, but they didn't eat McDonald's. They didn't eat Safeway meat. They didn't eat steak that comes in a plastic wrapper and only God knows what the animals were fed and the hormones and the antibiotics. So eating meat today is not the same kind of, it's not eating the same kind of food that our ancestors grew up on. So there's a problem associated with meat. So anyway, this doctor wrote me about a guy named Sean Baker. You probably heard of him. I think his name is Sean Baker. He's the meat-only guy, and he's going around talking about how, and he's a physician and an athlete. I'm pretty sure his name is Sean Baker. I should check that out. And his thing is the carnivore diet. And I know you guys have heard of it because a couple of you have asked me about it. And he only eats meat. So when I think of that, I think of where are you getting your fiber from? Where are you getting your vitamin C from? Where are you getting your enzymes from? Where are you getting your phytonutrients and adaptogens from, your carotenes and your flavonoids? There's incredibly important nutrients in plants. Now, I'm not a big believer in plant-only either, or plant-based. I think human beings should be eating everything. We are omnivores. We grew up eating everything, and if you're eating a meat-only diet, it seems a shame to not get your enzymes and phytonutrients and fiber. And if you're eating a plant-only diet, it seems a shame that you're not getting quality meat protein and quality and amino acids that are only found in meat. See, basically, the way I look at it is you got to eat everything, whatever you can handle, of course. Now, is it true that there's problems associated with plants? Yes, this guy, Sean Baker, this physician, talks about how you can eat a handful of cashews and it'll kill you. Yeah, there's definitely poisons in plants, and as it turns out, there's really no poisons in meats. Point well taken. But that doesn't mean that eating only meat is a healthful way to survive, a healthful way to live. Now, it turns out that Dr. Baker is a world-class athlete, and if you look at him, he looks like he's fit and buff. He does look a little older than the guy in his 50s, I will say that, but his lab work is okay, and it may be good for him. But as I told this physician who wrote me this morning, I'm not a big believer in a meat-only diet. I don't think that's the best way to survive, or an animal product-only diet. If you guys have any, I'd love to hear what you guys have to think. If you've seen Dr. Baker's work, and he is all over the internet these days, because it's somewhat controversial to talk about only eating meat, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I really have a problem with some of these physicians and vegetarians and vegans who say that you shouldn't eat any meat, but that doesn't mean that you should be eating all meat. As I say, human beings are omnivores, and we should be eating everything. I want to get that out of the way. Next thing I want to talk about is this. That's what we're going to be talking about with Nikki Nardizzi later today. I'm reading a book called The Great Pain Deception. It's written by a guy named Stephen Ray Ozanich, O-Z-A-N-I-C-H. And in this book, he discusses the work of a guy named John Sarno, who's a medical doctor. And he talks about what he calls the mind-body syndrome. He calls it TMS. TMS stands for Tension Psychogenic Syndrome, also known as Tension Myoneural Syndrome. And what's it? What this TMS phenomena is a syndrome of health challenges that all have to do with how we handle mental stress. And these days, this is so darn important. If you're watching the news, and I watch the news, you got to be really, really careful not to fall into fear and not to fall into anxiety. The news is not there to educate us. The news is there to get us to buy things. The news is there to get us to participate in the commercials. News is there, like any other part of our 21st century corporatocracy that we live in, the news is there to sell us things. And people who are scared buy more things. So the news ends up being about fear. And it's almost impossible, unless you're being very, very conscious as you watch the news, it's almost impossible not to fall into anxiety and fear. And when you fall into anxiety and fear, the next step is disease and sickness. And how ironic is it that they promote fear and anxiety associated with our health when it's the fear and anxiety itself that compromises our health? It's the fear and anxiety that's the problem today when it comes to COVID, it comes to infections, it comes to viruses. If you're feeling that fear and you're feeling that anxiety, turn off the news. And if you are watching the news, watch it consciously and watch it by paying attention to the narrative. Watch it by not paying attention to the details, but paying attention to what they're trying to tell you in the narrative. All right. We'll continue this when we come back from our break and take your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. Nikki Nardizzi coming up at the bottom of the hour. The badass attitude.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. Before we went to break, I was talking about this book, The Great Deception, which I've been reading, The Great Pain Deception. And it discusses the work of Dr. John Sarno, who's a medical doctor. I think he's passed away. He used to write a lot about mind-body, and he came up with something called the mind-body syndrome, or TMS.
tension myositis syndrome, also known as tension myoneural syndrome or tension psychogenic syndrome. All this relates to the fact that there are symptoms that we consider to be purely physiologic that are really related to the mind, to our mentality, to how we're thinking. And he includes back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, migraine pain, hip pain, wrist and hand pain, carpal tunnel pain, mouth and jaw pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and repetitive stress syndromes, as well as digestive disorders like GERD or heartburn, skin disorders, and allergies. He attributes all of this stuff to non-physical phenomena, including things like anxiety and depression. Today, it's very difficult not to be experiencing anxiety and depression. It's almost like anxiety and depression is being encouraged and being promoted, and I wonder why that would be. Why would it be in the powers that be, in their interest, to promote anxiety, to promote fear, to promote concern, to promote depression? Because we get sick and we get weak and we get less able to handle life when we experience anxiety and depression. And this is why it's so important to watch the news and to assimilate information that's being spoon-fed to us with great care, with great mindfulness, paying attention not to the specific details of how many people are infected, but to pay attention to the narrative that is being constructed for us. Is it a narrative that is encouraging us to be strong? Is it a narrative that's encouraging us to be happy and healthy? Is it a narrative that is encouraging us to be grateful for our lives? No. It's a narrative that's encouraging us to be terrified, to wear masks, to hide in the house, to be afraid of our neighbors, to be afraid of a microscopic microbe that isn't even alive. This thing is this historic event that we're experiencing today is the height of absurdity and the ridiculousness of anyone who believes this thing and allows it to affect us, allows it to affect them, is not only beyond belief, but it can only contribute to our ultimate ill health and unfortunately, our ultimate demise. Please pay no attention to the news unless you're paying attention to the narrative that's being constructed for us. All right. I'll get your calls here in just a second. I want to read this real quick from Yahoo News. Diets rich in beans, lentils, and nuts linked to a lowered risk of early death. Now, I am not a big believer in eating only veggies and eating only plants. I think you have to be an omnivore, as I was saying before we went to break. Nonetheless, beans, while they're rich in lectins, they're loaded with plant defense molecules, and a lot of people can't eat them, are undeniably a great source of fiber, a great source of phytonutrients, and a pretty darn good source of protein as well. This is a study that was published in the British Medical Journal, and they found that folks who were enjoying lentils and nuts and beans had a 6% lower risk of death from any cause. So, bottom line here is not necessarily that you want to eat a lot of beans, not necessarily that you want to eat a lot of nuts, but that you want to eat a lot of different. You want to mix your foods up. You want to have a wide variety of food sources, and that includes animal foods as well as plant foods, in my humble opinion. All right, Nikki Nardizzi coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about gratitude, which is probably, if not the most, it's one of the most important attitudes you can have for keeping your body physically, not just psychologically, but physically healthy, the gratitude attitude. Her book is called The Badass Attitude, and we'll talk to Nikki at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your phone calls right now, 844-236-6010. Let's go to our friend Bob, who always has something interesting to say. What's going on? Bob in Minnesota. Welcome to The Bright Side.
Good morning, Ben. Hey, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it appears that our environment has gotten so polluted now that it will overcome all of our efforts to stay healthy. And what
you got to carve off a few years off your lifespan for being alive in 21st century America, is what I always say. But you want to you may not make it to 120, Bob, but you can still make it to 100, and you want to make it to 100 with a high quality of life. And there's all kinds of things that we can do. But you're right, 100% correct. Our environment is so trash, the water, the air, the ground. It's crazy what we've done to the world. And that's, we're reaping the harvest of the toxicity seeds we've been sowing for centuries, really.
I want you to review an article here. It's located on PubMed.gov.
Okay. I read PubMed all the time.
Okay. It's titled 5G Technology and Induction of Coronavirus in Skin Cells.
I actually have read that study. I have read that article. In fact,
okay,
I have it right here.
And with,
I was reading this morning.
And with, the Earth now, via satellite, we're going to be under a constant barrage of 5G wavelengths via satellite. This article basically is saying that, like a virus, is going to alter our DNA.
Yeah.
How does that impact our DNA then? Because like a virus inserts itself all the time too, and it changes our DNA. What does that really mean?
Well, it's a very good point, because there's some interesting things in this article that they don't really discuss, but they mention it. Read that title slowly for us again, the title of the paper, slowly.
5G.
Okay.
Technology.
And
induction.
Stop right there. 5G technology and induction of what?
Of coronavirus.
Now, do you notice something strange about that? The coronavirus, according to this paper, is induced. It's not. It doesn't invade us. It's being pulled out of us. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah. Well,
I read this paper. It's funny you would bring it up because I read it this morning. What they talk about is how the 5G pulls the virus out of your cells. And this is something that we've been talking about, or I've talked about in the past. Dr. Andrew Kaufman talks about it as well. He says that the so-called virus, it comes out of the cell when the cell is under stress. And this paper verifies that idea. The virus doesn't attack us. It's part of the body's response to the stress of toxicity, including 5G. Now, I'm not saying that I know enough about it to say that that's true, but that's what this paper's talking about, and that's what Dr. Kaufman's talking about, that the virus comes out of the cell. It doesn't go into the cell. And when you see it in the body, when it's tested for in the body, what's being tested for is residual, an excreted form of toxicity. And that's what this paper talks about. Now, before I get any emails on this, I'm not saying I know that this is the case. I'm just saying that it could be, and that's what it talks about in this paper. This paper, by the way, for the listeners, talks about how 5G induces the coronavirus. Dr. Andrew Kaufman talks about toxicity inducing the virus. And Dr. Zach Bush, whose work, I love Zach Bush stuff, he says that the virus is also the result of toxicity, a toxic environment. And we don't know any different. We don't know if that's different. Go ahead. Get the last word here. We got to go to break.
Okay. But this technology basically extracts the virus. But with like CRISPR technology, subplants a hexagonal waveform.
5G.
Yeah, 5G. As long as you're under a constant barrage of 5G, it inserts that waveform into, like a virus,
into the DNA. That's exactly right. That's what the paper talks about. For anybody who wants to read it,
is there any harm to the DNA?
What's that?
Is there any harm to our DNA?
Yes. That's what the paper talks about. And the paper's published in the Journal of Biological Regulators and Homeostatic Agents. I encourage you. It's hard to read, but if you have the time, it's a very interesting article. We'll talk about this on our next Bright Side episode. It's very, very interesting stuff. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. We've got Nikki Nardizzi coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1.4 million Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week, well above the normal pre-pandemic average, and also 100,000 more than the week before, when analysts had forecast a slight drop in the week-to-week claim numbers. Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler met with jeers, expletives, and calls to resign when he met with demonstrators last evening outside of the Justice Center in that city. He was asked why Portland police weren't arresting the federal agents that the president sent to the city.
I don't want police officers taking sides politically. They have to be content neutral and agnostic.
Tropical storm Gonzalo could turn into Hurricane Gonzalo later today. It's several hundred miles east of the Caribbean islands with winds of 65 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a source saying that the situation is that the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West. Apparently a recent Twitter rampage by Kanye. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, also benfuchsarchives.com. Got search engines on both pages on benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up. We also have all the longevity products up on the websites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Love to have you on the team. You can makes money, helps spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program at the same time. And if you just want to purchase longevity products, you can do that as well at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds and preventing scars. It turns out when you heal a wound and you prevent scars and you address the health of the skin becomes more beautiful, and that's what True Skin Health is all about. Check out our over 500 five-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and all our products are up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I'm excited to have our guest on. Nikki Nardizzi is the author of Badass Attitude, with a little GR in the front because it's about gratitude, and it's about a gratitude attitude. Nikki knows of what she writes about and what she speaks. She is legally blind. She's contracted meningitis. She's lost her parents. She's had a kidney transplant, a pancreas transplant, and she's undergone breakups and divorces, and she's written a really cool book about it called Badass Attitude, with a little GR in the front, Badass Gratitude. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Nikki Nardizzi. What's up, Nikki?
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I am doing well. It sounds like you're in New York City. Is that right?
I sure am. Nice to see you.
How's it going in the city with all this craziness?
You know what? Well, maybe me being legally blind, I don't see all the people without their masks on, but I have noticed that a lot of people do have masks on. That was just a little legally blind joke.
Is there a palpable, I know you can't see, but is there a palpable tension there? Palpable fear and anxiety?
I can tell you, I'm on the Upper East Side, and there's not really that kind of energy here. Mm. As I'm not getting on mass transportation, I'm not really sure about other parts of the city where there's more protests going on and, you know, there's some violence breaking out, but I haven't really seen any up here.
I want to get into your book in here in a second, but before we get into that, do you find yourself more sensitive to energy, feelings, vibrations, vibes because you're legally blind?
I do, definitely. It's that intuition that you get, you know, when you walk in the room and you're like, something's going on here. I think I should leave.
And you're more sensitive.
I am. Yeah. And also, since you mentioned separation, my husband asked me for a separation a few years ago, and I really started working on myself and my intuition and going inside and in my brain and my gut. I've really noticed that it heightens my sense of energy recognition.
Do you think that's why you are so have such an understanding about attitude more than the average person?
I think so. Well, I'm trying to get all the average people to have the same thing I do, right?
That's great, and that's why you wrote the book.
Yeah, I think so. It really took, you know, we were separated for 2.5 years, and it really took every day working on myself and asking myself the questions I necessarily didn't want to know the answers to really move past all the stuff that was blocking me to move forward.
Okay, so let's talk about the book, and let's start off with the title. When most people think about gratitude, they think it's nice, and they think it's sweet, and they think it's kind of cute, and you know, it's not really serious. But you call it a badass attitude or badass gratitude. So the combination, it's kind of an ironic combination of words, because there's a badass nature to having gratitude, right? It's not wimpy.
Yes.
And
no,
so explain what you mean by that.
Well, I don't, you know, saying thank you, I guess there's a difference between being polite and, you know, oh, thank you, and I'm glad I have my friends, and I'm glad I have it. But to, like, a really deep understanding of being grateful for what you have and keeping that energy with you. You know, with all the things that I've gone through in my life, I still have, I have myself. I have my self-worth. I have things at my disposal. We all do, especially with the Internet, that can really help us understand gratitude on a deeper level. And how it affects us, like a law of attraction.
Well, what's badass about it? Why did you use that word? Why didn't you just say how to have a great attitude? Why did you say badass?
Because I'm a badass. If you're going to have attitude or gratitude, you have to have like a badass gratitude, and it will change your life. Wimpy gratitude is not.
Is it because you got to be tough to have gratitude?
I think you have to be tough to find a place to have that kind of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's really a lot that goes into recognizing things for what they are. And so go ahead.
How do you tell somebody who's, you know, you've gone through a lot of stuff, and so you have some credibility, as it were, you know, because you've gone through all this stuff. But how does somebody who doesn't have the kind of credibility you have try to talk to somebody who's going through stuff to be, try to talk them into being grateful. Somebody who's lost their parents or somebody who's broke or somebody who's getting kicked out of their house or just got fired or whatever. How do you tell them to be grateful?
Well, it depends on the situation and it depends on where they are in their lives. You know, when I lost my vision, I was fresh out of college. I had the whole world ahead of me, you know, and then I felt like I was incapable because I lost most of my vision. And that's how I lived my life. But it's having an understanding of recognizing the things you do have. You know, you did have the time with your parents and you were, you know, hoping it was a loving relationship. You had that time. You knew that love. You know, you had that protection and that family unit. Or even the pet, like I lost my pet, but I knew that he was put on this earth to help me get through all the stuff that I got through. And it's a deeper understanding of not necessarily the loss, but also of what they brought to your life and to be grateful for that.
Are you, see, everything you're saying sounds logical, but depression and anxiety and lousy feelings or a bad attitude, those aren't logical issues, those are emotional issues. Can you really counteract emotional things with logic?
Sometimes. It's a neuroplasticity thing as well, which I don't know if you want me to get into that as
well.
Yeah,
much, please do.
You know,
please,
okay,
please do.
Yeah. It's working on, it's like muscles, right?
Uh-huh.
If you keep developing them, the ones that you develop will get stronger and be more dominant. So the same you can do with gratitude and kind of switching away, and it becomes very emotional because you become so grateful that it's an emotional, like, pull on you.
So you use your logic to modify your emotions, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I got that. Now, have you heard of this thing called polyvagal theory?
I have not.
Okay, so we talk a lot about have you heard about the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system? Are you familiar with that distinction?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I know very little about it, but I...
Okay, so, well, that's basically what you're talking about, except it's the neurological correlate of gratitude, and it's the neurological correlates of a good attitude and a bad attitude. There's actually neurology associated with what you're talking about. We'll discuss that when we come back from our break. And then I want to talk about your book. We got Nikki Nardizzi on the bright side. We're talking about her book, The Badass Gratitude, Badass Attitude, with a little GR in the front. We'll be back right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here. We got Nikki Sardisi on. We're talking about her book, The Badass Gratitude or Badass Attitude. What's the title of the book here exactly, Nikki?
It's Badass Gratitude, Small GR, Big Attitude.
Okay. Ah, Small GR, Big Attitude. I like that. So tell us a little bit about how you came to write the book. And what was your thought process in writing the book and a little bit about what the book's about?
Sure. Well, it's basically a memoir of all the things that I had been through in my life. So as you said, I became diabetic at 12, legally blind at 23, meningitis at 27. I lost both my parents by the time I was 34. Then I had a kidney and a pancreas transplant at 40. And at 43, my husband said I was miserable, and he asked me for a separation. And he was 100% right. I was miserable. He was miserable. We couldn't go on like this. We separated, and it was the best thing that anyone could have ever done for me, ever. And it made me, like I said before, it made me really go deep and be like, why are you so miserable? You're still here. You got through all those things. You know, you are here. You can tell your story to help other people. I had to change my perspective on my life and what I had and what I didn't have and focus on what I did have. And I started writing the book more as just kind of a journaling type cathartic train of thought, just write it, get it out of your body, you know, the physical act of writing things out. And then as I was writing it, I said, you know, this, I think it's interesting in the fact that, not that I'm so interesting, but that so many people are going through so many things that they struggle with on a daily basis, but you can still feel very alone, even though you know there's so many other people who are going through the same thing. You know, so I wanted to put my story out there of how I kind of found myself and found my gratitude and found my self-worth.
And when you say found yourself, was it just trial and error? Did you read books? Was it some kind of spiritual conversion that you had? How did you exactly do this?
I feel like I read every book. Well, I did read The Secret, which I really enjoyed, and it started to change my perspective on just recognize things around you that, you know, the way you approach things, and be grateful for them. I was walking the dog. It was a beautiful day. you know what? I love this day. I'm so lucky to be outside right now.
Hmm.
You know, I'm lucky to be with my dog, and he loves me. And I can walk my dog. I don't, you know. It's little things that then you start to recognize and becomes a habit. And just finding myself, I had lost a lot of my self-worth when I became legally blind. As I said, I felt incapable. So I don't know that I really put that much effort into trying to accomplish anything.
Do you find yourself having to, like, review all the time, or are you at the point now where it's just automatic?
Occasionally I review. It depends on what's going on. You know, if I'm making a bigger decision, or I find myself, so when my husband and I were buying a house, you know, there's a lot of things to consider. We were in Florida at the time, and I can't drive because of my vision. So we had, you know, there's certain only certain places we could go because I can't walk outside in August with 30 pounds of groceries to get to the grocery store for 2 miles. You know, things like that where I have to check in with myself and be like, you know what, you can get a house or you can rent an apartment there. So don't make such a big deal out of all the things that you can't do because you found a place that's in a spot where you can walk everywhere. It was a little town center. It was great, and it worked out perfectly. So I had to focus on, you know, and it was tough, and it was really tough. And I find myself reviewing things like that when I'm making, you know, larger decisions.
Do you have? Is there a spiritual practice that you have?
Yes. I meditate very regularly.
I love it. Almost everybody we talk to on the program has a meditation practice, including myself. What is this?
Yeah.
Do you have a specific one, or is it TM or something like that, or is it more religious?
It's actually, I do guided meditations, and I'll do like a week doing something on, you know, one for finding the things you are grateful for. But listen, everybody can fall back or move forward with a practice, or life can get in the way of being, and I'm using air quotes, like the perfect vessel of gratitude. You know, there's always things that are going to challenge us. So one day it'll just be, or 1 week it'll be gratitude. The next it'll be health and my mental wellness. And then my physical wellness and motivation. And I use essential oils. I try to use all natural products when I can. I clean my house with essential oils.
Tell us, what do you mean by using essential oils? For your meditation practice?
I use them for my meditation practice. I diffuse them in the air, depending on, there's different blends. For different things, we could have a peace and calming. You can have a motivation. You know, different essential oils are amazing, and they're so natural. And you're not breathing in that toxicity from even when you're cleaning from like regular cleaners.
So give us somebody who wants to start a meditation practice. Give us some pointers. If somebody's never meditated before, thinks it's really crazy, thinks it's all woo woo. How would you advise somebody to start off? First of all, what would you tell somebody about the importance of it? How would you tell somebody about the importance of it? And then how would you tell somebody to start off? How would you suggest people start off?
Well, I think the importance of it is just being able to find that clear space in your head where for however long you do, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, an hour, you're clearing everything out. You know, it's for you, and all the muckety-muck is just, it's gone for now. And it's an amazing health benefit. It's an amazing mental health benefit just to take that time, you know, and calm down. Starting it, well, don't do what I did, which I went home. I worked with a spiritual healer, and I went home, and she told me to meditate, and I sat on my floor, crossed my legs, and started screaming, align your chakras at the ceiling. I didn't know what I was doing. I was a hot mess when I but eventually, you know, clearing the head, tuning out the noise, that's the hardest part. So find a guided meditation. You can go on YouTube, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you just, the resources are there. But just don't beat yourself up if you can't clear your head. It takes a while. You know, especially now with the quarantine, I mean, people are just, everybody's frenzied on some level.
Did you find yourself more prepared to deal with the quarantine because of the work you'd been doing?
Yes, definitely. Also, because this is not my first quarantine.
What do you mean?
First rodeo.
Yeah.
After my transplant, I was quarantined for 3 months. So, I knew. The difference then is that because I had gone through surgery, I really couldn't do much physically. I couldn't lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk. I couldn't walk my dog, you know, laundry, everything. And that's, I think, what got to me more. Now, but then there wasn't a pandemic outside. So now there's other things to worry about, you know, because my immune system is so compromised from my medication.
Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, I'm going to suck it up. I'm going to do it.
That's
and
very
I'm
inspiring.
In such a better, I'm in such a better space now because I have perspective that, you know, in my first quarantine, by the time I started feeling better, I was up and moving and I was doing everything. I said, I feel better. Why are they doing this to me? Why do I have to stay in quarantine? And when I changed my perspective to they're doing it for me to keep me safe, you know, it changed my whole view.
Do you watch the news by any chance?
Very little.
All right. So
very little.
We only have about 30-40 seconds here. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, you're very inspiring, by the way. Super inspiring.
Oh, thank
it's almost
you.
Like
thank
we
you.
Don't have a right. I don't have a right to be bummed out about anything after hearing your story. So how
sure
do people
do.
Get a hold?
That's your life.
Do people get a how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you personally? Do you work with people one-on-one?
I do. I have a website. It's www.nikkinardizzi.com. And it's NikkiNardizzi. And on there, you can send emails through. You can find me at connect@nikkinardizzi.com. And we'll get it done. We'll get it going.
Thank you so much, Nikki. Best of luck with the book, The Badass Big Attitude. Little GR, Big Attitude. You are super, super inspiring. Best of luck to you, Nikki. Thank you so much for being on the bright side.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Take care.
Have
a beautiful day. That's Nikki Nardizzi. The book is The Badass Gratitude. Little GR, Big Attitude. And it is all about attitude, people. And thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.